This July 4th, America turns 244. But if you ask us, she doesn't look a day past 225. The birthday party isn't complete without fireworks, a three-day weekend, and more hot dogs, vegan or regular, than you could shake a stick at. And I'd be 4th of July-ing if I said I wasn't excited. But before we jump the gun on the holiday celebration, let's get to the root of why we're here. Transfer pricing. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Which country is joining the OECD's framework on taxation of the digital economy? Why are Qatar taxpayers breathing a sigh of relief? And why is a French utilities giant being zapped with a state aid-induced tax bill? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Israel isn't wasting any time. Finance Minister Avigdor Lieberman announced that the country is signing on to the OECD's framework for taxation of the digital economy. The OECD plan will tax global companies on where their customers are located as opposed to their physical presence and enforce a global minimum tax. The news comes days before the scheduled OECD talks on June 30th, which shows an indisputable enthusiasm for getting the taxation ball rolling. Lieberman feels that, quote, the economy is becoming more and more global and we need to take policy steps in cooperation with other countries, unquote. If you're a taxpayer in Qatar, we've got good news. Qatar's General Tax Authority has pushed the submission deadline for master and local file from June 30th, 2021 to September 30th. Procrastinators rejoice. The new deadline applies to companies with a January 1st, 2020 financial year start date or after. Qatar mandates that resident entities and permanent establishments submit a local and master file if they meet the following criteria: having either total turnover or total assets over 50 million Qatari rial, that's 13.6 million US dollars, in the financial year and conducting related party transactions across national lines. Taxpayers are also required to submit a transfer pricing disclosure form, which is due at the same time as the annual corporate income tax return. Amazon hasn't been the only multinational battling a recent state aid case. Engie, the French utilities company, is having similar troubles, although the two M&Es saw very different outcomes. This case centered around an intragroup financing structure that Luxembourg signed off on. It provided an effective tax rate of 0.3% for close to 10 years. This action raised flags for the European Commission, can you blame them, and took Engie to court in 2018. The utility company appealed the ruling, which led them to where they are now. In the most recent decision, the EU General Court supported the European Commission's claim that Engie received unlawful state aid from Luxembourg and slapped them with 120 million euros, that's $142 million, in back taxes. So does Engie have the energy to appeal the judgment? Only time will tell. And would you look at that? You're all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Time flies when you're having fun. Why not make this a weekly occurrence? Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. We'll catch everyone next week.